our town and country office national. They've got your home or business office sorted. 258 Halifax Street.
Port Adelaide busy today, Byrne. They picked up their man, Alialia. Today he joins the Port Adelaide Football Club. He obviously replaced that Hoff role.
Yes.
Justin Westhoff had been a wonderful player, and it's always exciting to catch up with the footy boss of Port Adelaide, Christopher James Davies, joins us. Christopher, welcome and thanks for your time on the Rush Hour. Why did you choose Alialia?
Well, look, we really like a lot of the attributes that he can bring to us, Jars. It's intercept marking capability. He's got really good speed. Can obviously play in the ruck if need be, but we've got him as a key defence type player that can help us also with our ball movement going the other way.
How long's he been on the radar for, mate? Because I feel like this deal was one that just sort of was swept under the carpet, happened in the background a little bit. Tom Harley come out and said he's a required player. Then all of a sudden, it happened.
Yeah, look, Jason Cripps, our list manager, towards the end of last year, certainly in the game that he played against us, you might remember he played really well against us, and we've obviously tracked him for a fair while. We've been looking to add some depth to our, the key defensive sort of stocks, and Alialia was one of the guys that we thought had the attributes to play for us. Less about his height and weight, and more about the attributes that pace and intercept marking for us is one of the things that we're going to go after next year to get the ball going the other way. He became available. We obviously asked Sydney for him. Sydney are in a different stage probably than us, and we're willing to take the draft pick for him, and we're wrapped that he's going to come to us on a 4-year deal.
How did those discussions go? Because just looking at it on paper, I feel like a future second-round pick, I reckon you've got a bargain here.
Oh, that's largely Jason Cripps and the other list managers in the competition. We'll get together and have those discussions. So, we've got a good relationship, as you say, with Tom Harley, Charlie Gardner, who's there, and Kinnear Beeson, who's a good guy as well. So, those discussions happened in a way that were really amicable, and I think both teams leave the trade happy, which is, what you're trying to achieve most of the time, isn't it? Without one team necessarily having to win all the time, if both teams can leave in a comfortable state, then we wish them well with whatever pick they choose with that second round next year, and we obviously get our player now.
Also, in other trade news, talking about both parties being happy, how's the Orazio Fantasia deal going? Because you've been quoted to saying you're digging your heels in on that pick 29, which I think is more than fair, mind you. But what were your thoughts when were you sitting down when Essendon wanted Wines, Butters or Georgiades in return?
Well, when Jason called me and mentioned that those guys were the first names that rolled off of Essendon's tongue, I thought it might be a bit much, and I know that our fans have at various points in time wanted to pick at Alberton, and I thought if we tip Butters out, that they definitely want to burn an effigy of me somewhere. We left that one and moved on to what else we could do to satisfy them. So, 29 is obviously the best pick that we've got in this year's draft. We're not giving away our first pick in next year's draft. So, if the Fantasia deal is to happen, I'm sure it'll include, one of our second round picks and potentially something else. But as you say, both teams have got to be happy. We understand that Horatio is, at the end of the day, contracted to Essendon. So if worst comes to worst, he's got to be willing to go back there, which, he's made it really clear to Essendon that he wants to come to Port Adelaide. So hopefully in the next 36 hours, we're able to get something done.
Christopher, when do you find out about the new salary cap from the AFL and list sizes?
That's a very good question, Andrew. I'm not really sure. I guess now that we're at this point, it doesn't really matter when they tell us now. You get to a point at the end of the trade period where you're making assessments on where you think things are going to end up, and we'll have to scamper if they're too far different than what we think. But right now, there's nothing we can do about it. So we'll wait and see when the AFL actually finalise it and tell us, and we'll go from there.
Chris, a young player for the Woodville West Torrens Eagles, Lachie Jones, has reportedly spoken to 12 clubs and Port's not one of them. Is that just because you know you're going to take him?
It's just us playing a bit of ducks and drakes, Burn, you know.
I like that. I like that.
You know, the West Woodville West Torrens, you know, both of our former club. Yep. You know, I think, look, I think people will understand now how well-planned clubs are. You know, we traded out our first selection last year on the basis that we knew Lachie Jones would be coming through this year and, you know, was going to be a good player who we thought was going to be bid on, you know, probably in the first 15, you know, of this year's draft.
Yep.
You know, we've got enough picks and points at the moment to match a bid for Lachie. You know, we know Lachie well. He spent some time with us during the pre-season. You know, we've been able to, at various points when the AFL let us, give him some feedback on the way we see his game going with our Next Generation Academy coach, Paul Stewart, who's done a fantastic job with him over the last couple of years.
Yeah.
So, look, I dare say, Byrne, before the draft, we'll talk to him. And I think it's reasonable to suggest that, that we're interested. But, you know, as with everything, there comes a price. And if the price is too high, then we'll have to consider what our position is. But at this point in time, you know, I think he's more likely than not to end up on our list.
Chatting with Port Adelaide boss Chrissy Davies. Christopher, before we let you move on and suit up for the Redbacks, because we need a top-order batsman.
Or a batting coach. On his way out.
He's out. Sample, Port Adelaide Magpie Sample side, back in 2021. How's the recruiting? Has the recruiting started? And obviously, Billy Loken's going to captain the coach the side next year.
Yeah, no, Matty will do a good job. And, you know, we're really fortunate, actually. The majority of the guys that we had as our SANFL contracted players want to come back to the club and play for us, which is fantastic and a real tick for the program that we've got. Mm. Absolutely, we'll be back in the SANFL next year, all things being equal, and looking to win in that competition. You know, clearly, you know, the list sizes and some other things will have an impact on some of the SANFL rules, but we'll be looking to get back in there and do our best. And mate, if before you let me go, can I just make sure I do acknowledge, you know, you mentioned about Greg Bullitt before,
yes.
Like you guys, I'm not sure really what he does at the SACA nowadays, but it would be remiss of me to not just acknowledge my old mate Callum Ferguson.
Yeah, screw yes.
He's done a fantastic job, and he's fallen two or three runs short of 100.
97
final first cuts game today, he was a good young man when I was still playing, and he's had an amazing career. So well done.
Great stuff. Keep up the good work, buddy, and we'll catch up soon for a coffee and a beer, and Byrne and I'll be ready to go.
Sounds good. Fellas.
Great job, mate. There he is, Byrne. Our Port Adelaide footy boss, Chrissy James Davies, does a terrific job, a dear friend of ours, and they're up and about Port Adelaide. Yeah, they're going to be around the mark next year again, Byrne. I can smell it.
This could be the trade of the trade period. I like it. I love it, Juz. I love where they're heading with this one, and I think it finishes them off.
This is a rush hour.
Our Town and Country Office National. They've got your home or business office sorted. 258 Halifax Street.